Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I did want to talk today with you as we're coming, you know, really to the end of the second hour.
That's right.
Time flies by.
Oh my goodness.
But I wanted to talk about, my goodness, Pat, Billy Graham.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Graham. How awesome. You know, I want us to listen to a segment. Billy Graham, Reverend Billy Graham, the great evangelist, mm-hmm. is 93 years old, Pat.
Wow.
93.
Wow.
And to hear him, I'm going to be playing a segment that he just, an interview he did actually last year. Mm-hmm. But you're going to hear how sharp and crisp he is at 92. I mean, this is what you call the favor of the Lord on someone's life. This is what you call aging well. You know what I mean?
All right.
And you're going to hear it, you know, him speak and share his heart a little bit. But I really want to read to you and share and have a discussion. We have a conversation about this letter that he just posted on his website. Mm-hmm. And so I just want you to listen to this. We're going to play it real quick. This is just a brief segment here. I just want you to listen to this before we get into his letter.
Well, it's extraordinary the impact you had, drawing thousands and thousands of people. Does that surprise you?
Absolutely. I never really thought of it during that period of time, but it surprised me, yes.
Actually, it's millions. It's not thousands. It's millions.
Pardon?
It's millions of people.
Yes. I spoke to a million in one service in Korea, in Seoul. And that was the largest audience I ever had.
What was that like?
Well, it didn't not like any other. They were just spread out as far as you could see in a great plaza along the river.
Is that awesome? Mm.
And we had the leadership of the country was there and American representatives that were there. And I preached to them. And many people responded. I got in a helicopter, and they flew me around so I could see the crowd from a different angle. Then they flew me to the airport, and I flew directly to San Francisco.
I'm going to pause that here for a minute. I mean, this is Billy Graham talking, okay?
Wow.
And he's like, wow. And she's asking me to preach to thousands and to millions. Says, yeah, you know, I actually spoke to a million at one gathering, you know, and it's just like, I preached, I finished, I did it, and, you know, I got on a plane and went to San Francisco. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
She's right.
Like, he's just doing the work of God, you know, mm-hmm. and it's all the same. You know, and when you're sharing the gospel and sharing the word of God, you know, if you're sharing with pure motives, you're not concerned if it's one million. Or, you know, a billion people. It's God. You're happy to share with anyone mm-hmm. that will listen. And I love his humility. Listen, she asked him a really important question here that I think is important for all of us to get. Listen to some of the wisdom from Billy Graham.
If you have any advice for young preachers today, what's the advice?
Listen.
Spend more time in study and prayer. Mm. That's the secret of successful evangelism. If you neglect that, you've neglected the very heart mm-hmm. of God's call to you.
Oh my goodness, Billy Graham.
That's right.
Billy Graham. These are words to heed, right? Spend more time in prayer, more time in studying. And I'm sure he's saying, you know, spend time abiding.
Exactly right.
Spend time hearing God's voice. You know, God called you to minister to him. You know, God called you to have time where you can, you know, have the ministry of one, if you will, Pat, you know? Mm-hmm. And you hear Billy Graham speaking like this, but he's talking about, you know, have an abiding relationship. Spend time with God daily. Read his word. Hear his voice, mm-hmm. you know? Hear what God is saying. And that's why abiding is so important, because if you can go out there and you can teach and you can talk and you can say, you know, a nice jingle and a rhyme and all that stuff. But you know what? If God's not in it, Pat, mm-hmm. you know, if that's not a fresh revelation, if that's not something that's coming off of the heartbeat of God, mm-hmm. what are we doing?
Sorry.
You know, I want to encourage you that, you know, you want to spend time with God, but you just didn't have a plan. You know, and you love God and you want to hear his voice, but no one's encouraged you, or maybe you just didn't know. I mean, I get that. You know, I totally get that. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you, we have a simple plan for you that you can get at iabide.org. This is a simple plan that was going to help you to spend time with the Lord, to set a set schedule where you can begin just you and him. You know, you're not reading for just information, but you're reading so that God can just speak to you through his word. You know, I often hear, you know, people say, Pat, you know, God speaks in mysterious ways. Mm-hmm. You know, you know, watch that crack, or I got something in the mailbox, or, you know, I turned on the TV, Pat, I turned it on and the preacher said,
exactly.
You know, it's like, you know what? Who am I to say how God can speak to you? God can do whatever he wants. He can speak to you whichever way. Okay. But I know of a way that he will speak to you all the time.
That's
and,
right.
And where he wants to speak to you is through his word. It's through reading his Bible, mm-hmm. and writing down what he says to you and cherishing it. And again, if you want to get a simple plan where you can abide with God, I encourage you to go to iabide.org. Well, I want to quickly, Pat, get into this letter that Dr. Billy Graham, the evangelist, mm-hmm. wrote. And Evangelist Graham is 93 years old. Brother Graham, I just feel uncomfortable. I want to honor him. I don't even call him Billy. I just want to honor him. Mm-hmm. But Reverend Graham wrote a letter, Pat, and he posted this on his website. Mm-hmm. And this is what the article, this comes from the Christian Post. It says, Reverend Billy Graham has posted a new prayer letter on his website where he addresses the people of the nation and tells them he is very much afraid of the damage that the American lifestyle is doing in the eyes of the Lord. Mm. This is Dr. Graham here.
Wow.
You know, and I'm reminded of that scripture that we mentioned earlier, Pat, that the eyes of the Lord are everywhere, mm-hmm. keeping watch on the good and in the wicked and the good. Proverbs 15:3. You know, God is aware of everything that's going on. And Dr. Graham in this interview later on says, he says, listen, I know my time here is short, mm-hmm. you know, but here and at his age, Pat, he is still sharing the good news with us, still pleading.
I know.
Right. And he says, this is what he says. Well, he goes on in this article says that the 93-year-old evangelist begins his letter by recalling an incident a few years ago when his wife, Ruth, who has since passed away, remarked that if God doesn't punish America, he'll have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah, referring to the cities in the Old Testament destroyed by the sinful nature of its residents. You can find that in Genesis 19. Mm-hmm. And it's like, wow, that's a very serious statement, Pat.
That's right.
That's a very serious statement, and one that we should take heed. You know, Americans, Christians, you know, we're accountable for our nation. I mean, this could happen, but let me tell you, God would hope. I mean, God's heart that America would repent. It's God's heart that America would turn. I mean, He gave Nineveh.
Actually, that's right.
Nineveh was a great city, Pat.
That's right.
And when Jonah was upset, saying, "God, you know," he says, "What do you think I was going to do? This is a great city with tons of people. What do you think I was going to do?" Mm-hmm. And again, it's not over till it's over. But we need, you know, the opportunity of a lifetime. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Must be seized in a lifetime of that opportunity.
Exactly.
I mean, God is sounding the trumpet. I mean, we're sounding the trumpet here. We're lighting the torch at VFN Radio, and we're shining the light and saying that, you know, America, the church, we have to repent. We got to turn back to God. And so he goes on to say, I wonder what Ruth would think of America if she were alive today. Mm-hmm. In the years since she made that remark, millions of babies have been aborted and our nation seems largely unconcerned. Self-centered, indulgence, pride, and a lack of shame over sin are now emblems of the American lifestyle, Graham remarks. Mm. And it's like, wow.
Wow.
Careful, careful. And then he goes on to refer of several other incidents in recent times where he sees that the American government and American society as a whole is coming down on Christians, Pat. Mm. And he includes an instance where chaplains, now listen to this, Pat, chaplains. You got to hear this because this is important. You got to hear this. Chaplains who serve the police department have been told no longer say the name of Jesus during prayer.
What?
Pat, they've been told. This is a city. This is in North Carolina. I'm going to share this with you. Uh-huh. They've been told not to pray in the name of Jesus. Pat.
Oh my goodness.
This is a tragedy. There is no other name given unto men.
Not one.
You know, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through him. Hmm. I mean, and why the name of Jesus, Pat? I mean, exactly. Of all the names, why the name mm-hmm. of Jesus? Mm-hmm. You know why? Because there's power in that name, Pat.
That's right.
The devil fears, it's an attack. The devil fears that, and he should fear it. Mm-hmm. He should fear the name of Jesus and the authority of Jesus. And so this happened. I mean, when you think about the tragedy that happened in Aurora, when you think about the tragedies that occur on the face of the earth, and to tell a police, this was a police chaplain. Mm-hmm. When our first responders, Pat, our police officers see horrific things, we owe it to them. You know, we owe it to them to say, pray in the name of Jesus, please.
Exactly.
You know, pray for their families, pray for them. And this report comes out of Charlotte, and Mayor John Diggs oversees a chaplain program. And he was speaking to a volunteer group of chaplains, and he told WSOC that the policy is a matter of respecting that people may have different faiths and that it is not aimed at one religion or denomination. Well, hello, when you're talking about taking the name of Jesus out, I mean, who else are we talking about?
Right. You know,
let's catch a clue here. You don't need to be a rocket scientist to break this down. Mm-hmm. So Pastor Terry Sartain of a Horizon Christian Fellowship told Fox News Radio that he was scheduled to give an invocation at a promotion ceremony. Mm-hmm. And before the event, Pat, mm-hmm. before the event, he received a telephone call from his superior majors. Before the event, I was told chaplains can no longer invoke the name of Jesus on government property, Sartain said. He said if I could refrain from that during the invocation, he would appreciate that. I mean, Pat, just like the enemy. I mean, just before. I'm telling you, you got to be careful. You're getting ready to do something for God. You're getting ready to share. You're getting ready to glorify and honor God. Don't be surprised when the enemy comes at the last hour, at the last minute, mm-hmm. the last second, just to try to sneak one in on you. Mm-hmm. Stand firm, church. Stand firm in the Lord. Stand firm in what he has called you and commanded you to do, and be bold for God. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, you're going to be tested. You know, Sartain says that he was surprised by the telephone call. Listen, Pat. The pastor said he has prayed consistently in the name of Jesus at police department and events without any issue. He says, I'm very sad about it. He continued, I'm a pastor and Jesus is the only thing I have to offer to bless people, his life and his person. I mean, hello, if you're calling on a minister, if you're calling on a believer to pray, it's the only thing we have is Jesus. He is the one with all authority. Mm-hmm. You know, God is the one that holds the hand of the king in the water course, and he is the one that directs it like a, you know, in whatever direction he chooses to do that.
That's right.
And so we got to come to grips with what is happening. That the police department said he could still pray. We're not telling you you can't pray.
Yeah.
But just not to Jesus. Yeah. Just, this is what it says, not to Jesus.
Yeah.
Instead, listen to this, Pat. Instead, the police department wants chaplains to deliver a secular prayer.
Oh, my goodness.
Pat, what is a secular prayer? I mean, I have no idea what a secular prayer is. You know, you will be happy to know that this chaplain has you know, took himself off of that list.
Right.
So,
I hope so.
You know, yeah. And the other, in fact, they gave a suggestion. In fact, what they said, you can pray. In fact, you can pray. If you want to pray, it was reported mm-hmm. that they could pray. They were allowed to pray to someone to address the being in the room. Mm-hmm. The being in the room.
The being?
The being. If you're praying in the being in the room, you better watch out what being is going to come on out.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, this is, you know, it's second heaven. It's like, are you kidding me? I mean, you know, America, we need to turn back to God. We need to stop trying to encroach in the ways of God. We need to get out of God's business. We got to get our hands out of the church. We need to let the church be the church and let God be God and let every man be a liar.
That's right.
And America, and I'm saying this to the church as well, but, you know, judgment begins in the house of God first, you know? So we're not throwing any stones anywhere because we're the ones that need to repent. We're the ones
that's right.
that need to look in the mirror
that's right.
and say, you know, I got to get the sin out of my life. I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, America. And we got to take heed to the words of Reverend Billy Graham. Let's turn our hearts to God. Let's repent. Let's believe God for the great awakening. Let's get the sin out of our homes. Let's make Jesus the Lord of our life. Let's be bold and declare the goodness of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.